This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush, with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets Friday, February 28th at LiveNation.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Live from West Palm Beach. Thanks to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Exclusive Furniture. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
You never know what's going to pop, man, on the text page. But Steve Smith Sr. having an affair with a Ravens marching band member or whatever she was or is. We pose a question. Who would be the athlete you'd be most likely to forgive? Who would be the athlete you'd be most likely to hate if they had an affair with your
Houston,
wife?
The Houston area.
Yeah.
I proposed this to you last night, and I could tell you're skeptical, and I thought it was gold, Sean.
It is gold. You were right.
Well, you never know. You got to throw it out there, but people are intrigued. I feel like if Altuve were to have an affair with my wife, I would feel betrayed by my wife, but I would feel bad for Altuve that he had to just go through this ordeal. I would just be like, Jose, I'm sorry.
You being angry with him?
Yeah, I would feel somehow responsible. Yeah. I'm sorry, Jose.
The whole thing would end with an apology to Altuve.
Yes.
It'd be a whole lot of mishmash, yada, 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 but the bottom line would be you'd be apologizing to Altuve.
Don't worry, Jose. We'll move on from this. Yeah. Nobody will know and everything. Yeah, whereas there's other athletes where it'd be the exact opposite.
Good morning. This is Astro Rocket, John. By the way, we'll get to the list in just a second that a major, major oversight made by the folks at MLB.com. Good morning. This is Astro Rocket, John. I think if Brock Osweiler had an affair with my wife, I would divorce her out of embarrassment, not out of meanness.
Yeah, that's a tough one, man.
Yeah.
He's destroying multiple.
Good job, Ben.
Threw it right into cover two.
fires would have an affair with your wife, then rat her out and claim the moral high ground.
Yeah, he would.
And claim the moral high ground is the best part of that.
He'd be like, oh, I thought she was younger than that. Yeah, that's what he would say.
Yeah, yeah. Andy Reid. Hanging, that's not a Houston area athlete or person. Andy Reid, she knows nothing about football, so that means he would have picked her up based on personality.
So is he saying you'd be mad at Andy Reid?
I think,
forgiving of it.
It almost sounds like confused more than anything.
I feel like an older man. That's my weird thing. I guess my weird thing about this
weird
completely
thing about
hypothetical
older men?
Thing. Yeah. No, it's because I feel like the older you get, the less you are biologically driven, and then you're just being a jerk. If you're an older guy and you sleep with somebody's wife, it's like, all right, dude, you've been around long enough. Like, just control yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
If it's a younger guy, I'm more forgiving, and they can't control certain things. Whatever it is, what it is.
This is a compliment on the text page for me and you here. This is from 0358. There's nothing better than smoking a fatty in the morning and listening to Payne and Pendergast on the radio.
All right.
I mean, the sports knowledge is incredible, but the comedic value you both bring is also incredible. Please don't ever stop. And Seth, burn another one, baby.
I know. This is my sister and I are both this way. People are convinced that we're potheads, despite just not at all being... And it's usually said as a compliment by people who smoke.
We're potheads.
Yeah, so yeah. I guess I guess it's good that I can get on your wavelength without supplementation.
Oh, dude, if they ever legalize it here, our show's going to blow up. Oh, my God.
Well, there's certain things that aren't legal.
So thank you, sir. or ma'am, I could be, I guess.
Yeah.
Young lady sitting around smoking a fatty listening to Payne and Pendergast. I appreciate you guys. We'll read some more of your text to the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. All right, folks at MLB.com. I see headlines of articles, and I get very excited to read them with great anticipation that there will be an Astro or two mentioned in said articles.
Yeah. Okay?
For example, there was one yesterday. I might even have it in here later in the show that was like the 9 biggest improvements at a position that were made in the offseason this year. I'm like, well, for sure, Christian Walker is going to be in there. You know, the improvement. And sure enough, number 2 on the list, Astros first base, second base. So I got to read that, and I got great joy. I got great tingly feelings all over reading about my baseball team improving. Most indispensable. This is by Will Leach, who used to run Deadspin back in the day. One time I read an article about on here, and you went off on me that I was valuing Will Leach's opinion as if it mattered. It was funny.
What was Deadspin?
It was a few years ago.
Yeah, no, because Deadspin, okay, because there's 2 different versions of Deadspin. The original version, they actually did some good journalistic work.
That was
him. Right, but then the second version of it, you read an article off of Deadspin, not Will Leach. The new Deadspin after that came back was like a complete trash, just like race baiting.
I may have done that, but yeah. I am thinking of an MLB article I read with Will Leach.
Okay, gotcha.
At any rate, so Will Leach has the most indispensable players in baseball. 10 stars whose teams need them the most.
Yeah, I thought for sure.
I don't have to go very far till I get to Yordan Alvarez.
Right,
in an article like this, right? Here we go. Here, you ready for a ride? Buckle up. Bobby Witt Jr., shortstop Royals. That one I can get with. He is indispensable. He is one of the best players in baseball. And by the way, all 10 of the guys in this article are indispensable to a degree to their teams. Bobby Witt Jr., Aaron Judge, Yankees.
All right. I mean, it'd be nice if he was good in the playoffs.
The regular season, he's indispensable.
He's indispensable in terms of them failing in the playoffs, I suppose.
Yeah.
But sure, especially without Juan Soto. So this year, yeah.
But there's 10 guys.
Given it bothers me with Aaron Judge because they don't bring up how bad he's been in the playoffs, and yet they mention it with another player in this.
Oh,
in
do
this
they really?
List. Yeah.
Okay.
But he doesn't. Basically, saying like, well, where would you be without Aaron Judge? I don't know. I don't know if he had
well,
if he had Yordan Alvarez instead of your Aaron Judge, you might actually have won a World Series or two.
Put it this way, I wasn't mad seeing Judge the first time I read through this article until I get to the end. I realize Yordan's not here.
Yeah.
Jose Ramirez, Guardians. I mean, these are all good players. Tarik Skubal from the Tigers.
Yeah.
He's their ace.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Number 5, Julio Rodriguez, Mariners. Okay, now we're getting. Rodriguez is a good player, but. Like, we're starting to
veer
into some range.
No,
here,
and then this one, when you read this next name, this is where it all falls apart. And there's a couple of the next couple ones. For Yordan to be off this list, but for Carlos Correa
6th
to be the guy that they can't do. They've been doing without him.
Played half the season.
He had one of his best career years last year, if you want to include just the 86 games that he played.
86 games, and they were firmly in the playoffs all year long. He was back at the end of the year when they choked it away.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's a team full of guys that are injury prone.
Yes.
Like, which guy is that? So then, okay. So then you go to who's after that?
Paul Skeens.
Oh, Pirates. Paul Skeens for the Pirates. Fine, whatever.
Yeah.
They got one good baseball player.
Mike Trout.
Mike Trout. What the hell? They've been doing without Mike Trout for the last 4 years.
Well,
what
sucked.
The hell
they've
are you talking
without
about?
Him, though. They have sucked without him.
I know, but how is he indispensable if he's not actually done anything for them?
I'm with you. Trout has played 36, 119, 82, and 29 games over the last 4 years.
This is all that, like, trying way too hard to be clever. When you put a guy, this is like when they wanted the people that wanted to claim that Peyton Manning was the MVP of the Colts year. They went 2-14 because he was injured.
This is the one I thought you were most upset with. The next one I'm going to get to here.
Yeah,
number 9 on the list. Kyle Tucker, Cubs. He hasn't played a game for them yet.
Right.
How do we know how indispensable he is to the Cubs when he hasn't played a game for them yet? It's highly unlikely, this is the paragraph, Tucker is going to pass up the opportunity to hit free agency next winter, meaning this is the only season the Cubs are guaranteed to have him on the roster. In other words, they better make the most of it while they can. I don't disagree with any of that. It doesn't make him the 9th most indispensable player in baseball.
But this was the part, the one good part of this article was something that jogged something within me in a good way.
Go.
That's when I had to go take my walk to go poop at the 7-Eleven, Sean. This one got me moving this morning.
7-Eleven that you pooped
at?
Yeah,
no, it's a gas station. It was super clean.
Really? Okay.
I had to, because the Chick-fil-A was closed.
Yeah. And those are always
Google Maps said they were going to be open.
Okay.
They were closed.
What got you fired up?
Unlike in Houston, where Tucker typically was surrounded by the likes of Jose Altuve, Yordan Alvarez, and Alex Bregman, the Cubs offer less support. And that part of it got me excited. You know what? All right, Kyle Tucker, go be a big hero.
Michael,
go be a big hero without all the strength around you.
All right.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So of the players who left the Astros this offseason,
yeah.
Alex Bregman, Kyle Tucker, Ryan Presley. I'll even throw in Yusei Kikuchi. He was an Astro perhaps last
Kikuchi.
Season. Yeah. Which one are you rooting for the most to fail?
Kyle Tucker. Yeah. Because, again, also, Kyle Tucker's had some big moments in the playoffs, but he hasn't, on the sum total of it all, he hasn't been a good playoffs performer. And he's always had this terrifying, sphincter-tightening Yordan Alvarez next to him in the lineup, or close to him in the lineup, that also provides benefits for
Bregman
him as well.
Bregman just did
and
way Bregman, more for me.
Bregman gets on base and does it. Yeah, Kyle Tucker, yes. There's I don't know. What is it about Kyle? It's going back to when he was a rookie, and basically A.J. Hinch had to say that, Kyle Tucker's got to have the same level of urgency as these other guys. He's always felt a little bit like he doesn't fit in with the classic Astros golden era vibe.
Yep.
He's the one that I'm most easily just to – and you know what? Because he phoned it in on defense the last couple years too. I think Kyle Tucker is at very great risk of being a guy that once he does get his big deal – That's pretty much it for Kyle Tucker. Mm. I don't know if he cares, and I don't care. I don't know if he's as passionate about baseball as all of those other guys we've mentioned.
I love that take right there. The Cubs are now the favorites.
Stupid weak chin.
In the NL Central, he does have a weak chin. Not a good chin at all, you're right. This is the rest of the paragraph on Tucker. The Cubs are now the favorites in the NL Central, largely because they have him. Man, that's interesting. Is Kyle Tucker a guy that swings a divisional race? See, I've seen Yordan Alvarez on teams that include Carlos Correa and Kyle Tucker. And I can tell you right now that Yordan is the guy that leaves the biggest freaking hole in a lineup when he's not there. His OPS, he's the one that correlates most to winning with the team. Like when he goes, how he goes, the team goes. The difference in OPS for Yordan in losses versus wins is by far the biggest gap on the team. You know what I mean? Like, it's it, like for most of the guys on the team, they're like around 700 in losses, and in wins, they're like, you know, high eights, low nines, the good players I'm talking about. Yordan Alvarez last year at any given point in losses had an OPS of like 650, and in wins had an OPS of like 1100. Like, the Astros go as he goes. I can't believe he's not mentioned in this article, especially considering there's two former Astros in here.
Well, and Aaron Judge, for instance, like Aaron Judge's OPS in the playoffs is, I want to say it's 760 or something above
average.
It
does not feel that high.
Right. It's 768 in the playoffs. Yordan Alvarez's OPS in the playoffs, 944.
That's against the best of the best.
Right. Yeah, and in big moments and in World Series and what have you. And Kyle Tucker, likewise, is just, he's not been great in the playoffs other than some big moments.
Yeah.
So his OPS in the playoffs is 685.
Kyle Tucker?
Yeah.
Dude, below 700?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, Will Leach.
So good luck being the hero of the team for 1 year up here in Chicago.
I was shocked that Yordan Alvarez is not mentioned in this article.
It's disrespect, Sean. It's disrespect.
We need some good old fashioned disrespect.
I'll hit him. You know what? Just based on that, Yordan would have been one of the guys that I would add to the list.
You've been like, okay.
I'd be more forgiving if it was Yordan my wife had an affair with.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, man, I get it. Just listen, just. I'd be more mad that he might tire his legs out. I'm like, hey, it weakens the knees, Yordan. We need you.
Right. Every affair has a story, Brock Osweiler.
Hey, Brock, I heard you've been sleeping with my wife. Well,
every affair really has a story.
Everybody, I know, there's some unique circumstances that led to this, Seth.
Oh, my God. That's funny. That is funny. I forgive Dan Pastorini. It would be an honor. Chuck, it would be an honor is my favorite part of that. Oh, man, that's funny. Why do the Astros wait so long to play their regulars in the spring? Could this be why they get off to such slow starts? That's from Lacey.
Well, in the past, at least part of it was that they'd played so deep into the postseason that they had to manage this year after year after year. Remember, that used to be some of our excuses for when guys got off to slow starts.
Yeah. We don't have that anymore.
Yeah, as far as, I mean, most teams, I would say more teams than not don't play their starters hot and heavy early in the season.
Early in spring training.
In spring training,
No, I'm with you on that. I haven't really noticed it being a thing. I think, especially with aging guys, yeah, you're just working them in. That's all. You're just working them in slowly. 713-572-4610 is the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Let's see. Go ahead.
Did you No. Just as far as the other stuff in spring training. So we're waiting this. We probably won't get to see a game today because it's going to rain all day. We might see Jose Altuve in left field since we're talking about starters when they
play
in spring training. They said not in the first week. So midway through this week or so, we'll be rounding out the first week of games.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we'll see him or not. I'm excited to see it if we do. Cam Smith laying eyes on him in person. I'm excited about that.
Yep.
And then all of the, you know, DiCenzo reportedly did a lot of good work in Puerto Rico and in Ohio in the offseason. The single A manager there, I'm blanking on his name. He was working with him a couple days a week, just, you know, making a transition to playing outfield.
Well, there's, you know, for a lot of these guys, man, like there's a legitimate opportunity to make the team. Like, it's
in a way that we haven't, to a degree that we haven't seen before. Just having an open competition at second base.
Yeah, or in left. I mean, I know Altuve's playing left field, but there's clearly, I think there's at least a couple spots that are up for grabs right now among non-pitchers on this roster.
There are legitimate spots up for grabs. You know, right field certainly is up for grabs. Chaz is there, but Espada flat out said that Chaz is going to have a shorter lease this year than he did last year.
Yeah.
So DiCenzo and the other guys that factor into all of that, that's going to be super interesting. And then at first base, the big difference this year to last year was – last year we were wondering, like, so what are the – I mean, is this really – what's their plan at first base? You've done nothing except that they kept talking high about Jose Abreu.
Yeah.
There was – so this is a much different feel about first base going into the year.
Oh, yeah. You're set.
You're good to go.
You're set. Absolutely. And you've got a GM who – if you're one of these young guys, you got a GM who ain't afraid to – to pull you into the mix.
It's the exact opposite of how it felt during the golden era when there were guys that were definitely ready to be in the majors, but there was just no spot for them.
Yes.
Where now it's like, okay, there's going to be spots, hopefully not too urgent to need like it was last year, but there's going to be opportunities.
Makes this part of the calendar more fun. It needs to make October more fun.
Yeah.
October wasn't as fun last year with a team that wasn't as deep. Two games, that's it. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Monday, live from West Palm Beach. Big thanks to Exclusive Furniture. If you're watching on the YouTube and Twitch, right next to me there, and then Academy Sports and Outdoors sending us here. Really, really, really appreciate their generosity. So Pro Football Focus put up their top 101 players. How many Texans made it? Biggest surprise that didn't make it, we will unveil coming up next.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.